Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
You want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast for today calls for at least a chance of a few spotty thunderstorms during the heat of the day. Otherwise, it's going to be a warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Then for tomorrow and Friday, plenty of sunshine. In fact, it'll be a little less humid with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday's a hot day with a high near 90. Maybe an isolated afternoon storm somewhere in the area. And a better chance of some scattered storms on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
All right, listen up, everybody. We have a name to announce. Jay Scott.
Our name for this hour is Christina Crumpton. Christina Crumpton, you have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477. No, 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 Connie, you want to know why? Because you could win a 1 carat for Evermark Diamond, appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's and News Talk 93.1. So get qualified. Christina Crumpton, call us back at 396-5477. If you haven't registered your name, go to newstalk931.com.
Did I hear that correctly?
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the counter, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Oh, that's what I thought I heard. We had a dad joke comment to start the show off in just a moment. It is happy hour, and we'll be right back.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This bloke said to me, he said, I'm going to dress up as a small island off the coast of Italy. I said, don't be so silly. And I met the man who invented windowsills. What a ledge. So I said to this New Zealand bloke, I said, I'm going to a Swedish furniture shop. He said, does it look like IKEA? This song is called Subtraction. Take it away. don't know why I put myself through this. So I went to the binoculars shop. I tell you what, they saw me coming. So I went down to a local pub. Do you like local jokes? Yeah, me too. They're right up my street. I said, I bet you can't name a single subject I don't have a joke about. He said, beavers. I said, damn. But you know, the first job I ever had in this business, I was playing the back half of a pantomime wasp. And I thought I was the bee's knees. Do you know, the other day I got lost in the jungle. Luckily I had a compass with me, so I was able to draw perfect circles with a pencil. A small blue garden bird made of mahogany. Be great if I had a related joke. Wouldn't it? I said, me and some friends have just been talking about you. He said, you disgust me. I said, yes, we did. Oh, you know, I've nearly finished filling in my CV. Just got to do that little bit there. All right, pipe down. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave you with this, because to be honest with you, it doesn't belong to me. I didn't bring it with me. I walked into the waves holding a tub of Taramasalata. Bloke said to me, he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm taking a dip in the sea. So I was steering a yacht with my stomach muscles, abseiling. And this farmer came up to me, he said, I've got 68 sheep, can you round them up for me? I said, sure, 70.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. We call it Happy Hour. It's Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Baumhauer's after the show tonight. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Hanging out with us afternoon, we've got Rosie and Seth Spotlow.
And here they are.
Please play.
And Seth, we're stealing Seth from the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Thank you.
So, welcome. Good to have you with us.
I'm glad I get to hang out, man.
Yeah.
You know why he's hanging out with us today, Rosie?
Why?
Because he asked.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I admire that because that's how you get places in radio, you know, yeah. Or anywhere else. You know, you got to let people know. And this is something I hear from... you know, people who are in management positions, not just in this business, but others. And they want to know they got people that, on a kind of why, you want to know why? Because they want to climb the ladder. They want to get places. They want to get to that next level.
You just got to try. Show initiative.
Yeah. So, good to have you with us. You got a good set of pipes, too.
Yeah,
yes,
thank you.
He does.
Yay.
I'll even guess they're better than mine.
Ah, you got it. You're a man.
One of our listeners, Joe Herman, sent... we've been having so much fun with this tornado guy with the, you know, the traffic circles there. Yeah. And as funny as it is, it's also frightening because the climate change insanity has reached the level where people are willing to think that that's actually a possibility. When in fact, the number of tornadoes has not risen. There have been years when there have been more. There have been years like last year when they were well below normal. Because the climate does change very naturally. It's been doing that since this planet started.
Right.
But don't try and tell that to people that want to, you know, tax you trillions of dollars to do what? That's the thing. They never have it. Oh, we got to... Like yesterday, there was a poll out of Iowa. The Democrats are... it's like a giant gathering of the stupid in Iowa. And 75% of Democrats say climate change is a very important thing. So what's the plan? What's the plan for climate change? Do you really think you're going to somehow alter the weather? And why is it that the United States has to bear the burden of, it's like occasional cortex. We got to have high-speed rail. We got to retrofit every building. And to accomplish what exactly? Why do you have to do that? What's the science behind this suggestion? We need to do this because it's going to do what? They're just nuts. They're just freaking nuts. I would venture to guess most of these people have no belief in God. Not religious necessarily, just no belief in God. God is government. And that anybody still continues to persist with this is annoying the hell out of me. It really is. I've been through quite a few cataclysmic experiences of Mother Nature and seen some amazing things, but that's nature, you know. There have been times when I remember in 1976 in Chicago, we had 24 days that summer with no rain and temperatures over 100. That was the last time that happened. So things like that, it just depends on how the, you know, air masses are setting up and all of that.
Sometimes there's just quirks.
Yeah. But that we're responding, you know, my answer to all of them, in fact, I put this on Twitter last night responding to some dimbo. If climate change had not occurred, I would be living under 75 feet of ice here in Alabama, because 10,000 years ago the glaciers retreated. What caused that? Was that cow farts or
CFCs, man, in the Aquanet?
There's an episode of All in the Family, a show I've watched every episode 8,000 times, and Meathead was the liberal spokesman for the shrieking left back then, just like he is now. He hasn't changed. He hasn't learned a frickin' thing. He was a meathead then, and he's just a bigger and dumber meathead now.
You are a meathead.
And a scene in an episode of All in the Family where he's carrying an aerosol can, and you say, you know what this is? This is death. This aerosol can is death. It's destroying the ozone layer. Now think about that. An aerosol can, and yeah, so let's say there's an aerosol can in every house, that when you spray something, whatever comes out of the aerosol is going into the sky and chewing away the ozone layer. And there was a hole there, I guess.
Was
is the key word. It's gone. The ozone layer. So what happened there? Did we have to spend trillions of dollars to fix it? Did we do anything directly to fix it? I don't think we did. I think it just kind of healed itself, just like this planet has been doing since the Big Bang or since God created or whatever. It's been doing that. The atmosphere has been clogged by volcanic ash from major eruptions and changed seasonal climates in other places for many years. And then it just, the atmosphere cleans itself. How many nuclear explosions did we detonate in the 50s and early 60s until they started doing most of that stuff underground?
In the time span they saw that it heal itself, you think about how old the Earth is, and that's just like a little blip. And it did that much healing in that little of time.
And then to think that anybody would look up to an imbecile like AOC, who's bitching, by the way, that she hasn't gotten a raise yet. And the reason that she needs a raise, that everybody in Congress needs a raise, is because it reduces the potential for corruption.
Hey, hold on.
Tell the way
is that why you took the job? Because it pays well? I mean, she's the biggest freak of political luck in American history at about this point. And I just can't believe that she's been in there 5 months. 5 months, her last tax return as a bartender, she made $29,000, and now she needs a raise. Because after all, she has had so much smoke blown up her ass that the EPA needs to regulate that woman.
She's believing her own press reports.
I have never seen a picture of her with her mouth closed. In fact, there's one where
it's huge.
She's talking to a microphone that looks like a metaphor for something else, but we were a family show, so we're not going to go that up. In fact, I'll show you the photo, because I did. I put it on Facebook yesterday, I think, didn't I? Let me just check real quick here. There it is. The chutzpah queen. Always a good idea after 5 months on the job to demand a raise from your boss. In her case, the idiot voters who sent her always open mouth to Congress. What would be fair, since fair and justice are her favorite words, would be to pay her the median salary of her constituents. This woman is the biggest WTF in political history.
That is the reddest lipstick ever.
Yeah, I wonder if that's... She's had a makeover.
Oh,
don't
no
tell
doubt.
Me this woman has no not doubt. Had consultants and experts trying to...
File at her face.
To dial down the skank look a little bit.
It's hard to wash off 10 years of being a bartender.
Yeah. It almost looks like they've lightened her up a little bit, too.
Maybe. But why?
Well...
That wouldn't play into the narrative.
No, it would not. And Red Top is our first caller of the afternoon.
Hey, first caller, Red Top here. Here's a little FYI on the climate. For the past, over the past half a million years, Greenland and almost the whole North Pole have been tropical 70% of the time. This came about when they discovered this huge, giant mega Tyrannosaurus Rex up in Wisconsin and judged how old it was, and we know Greenland used to be green, so it's going to warm up, sea levels are going to rise, because see, right now we are at the abnormal state, not the opposite. So it's going to get warmer, the water's going to rise, time to move from the beach. We might be on the beach, you know, 5 million years ago.
Hey, listen to me. I heard the same crap 30 years ago that it was all going to happen by 2000, and what you're telling me right now is total crap, and I don't want to hear it. Thanks. Stop with this. I've been listening to this garbage for 50 years. Acid rain, ice ages, flooding, polar ice caps melting. Cut the crap. We're going to have flooding. Right. That's why you can't buy a beachfront property anywhere along the coast of Florida for less than $500 million. Because the waters are good. Well, yeah, because people, yeah, they invested that because they really believe the water is going to, and sometimes it does, on the heels of a hurricane. That's the problem. Because the population of the country has grown exponentially since day one, and places where tornadoes used to roam freely are now inhabited. So, of course, it's going to seem like we've had an increase. But more people are seeing them or experiencing them because we're putting things in their path that didn't used to be there. And if they were really serious about the climate and their concern over hurricanes, they wouldn't be permitting people to put houses and hotels and condominiums and all the rest of that crap 15 feet from a beach in a hurricane-prone area. We're supposed to, what, you know, it's unbelievable. But I'll never forget, I've quoted this many times. In fact, I may just go try and find this. I may call somebody I know at the Miami Herald to see if they can dig this up from their, when papers used to publish the Sunday Magazine. And this whole thing about global warming, this is 10 years after they were telling us of an ice age, that the beach would be lapping up on Federal Highway, which is good on average mile and a half, 2 miles inland from the ocean. I was down there in Pompano Beach last year for Goose's wedding. Nothing's changed. Not by an inch. There's no sign that anything has moved, anything is under any greater threat, and they continue to build giant housing and hotel complexes right on the beach. In fact, they buy old places that have survived hurricanes and tear them down and put up something big and hideous in its place. So, yeah, right. The beach is going to be lapping up to Federal Highway. I'm still waiting. It's 19 years late by what I was told in 1986. It's not happening. I watched this Smithsonian Channel thing called Getting Out Alive. It was about the 1989 earthquake in San Francisco. And there were some incredible stories of heroic efforts by first responders and by everyday people who helped extricate folks who got caught, trapped under a double-deck freeway that collapsed. Who's the idiot that came up with that idea? to build a double-deck freeway in a earthquake.
On a fault line.
Yeah. In an earthquake-prone area.
Yeah.
I remember going to San Francisco a couple of years after that earthquake, and the Grand Central Hyatt, which is in the Embarcadero District, is right in front of the building at the end of that double-decker road, which is closed, of course. I don't know if they rebuilt it or what they did, but the clock on that building was still at 5:04.
Wow. Double-decker would be like a road, and then another road on top of that, and then another road on top of that?
No, it's one road with columns that support a road above it. And it was a way for people to cross from Oakland to San Francisco. And during that monster earthquake on October 17th, 1989, it collapsed. So what do they do? And by the way, the Marina District in San Francisco, which was built on land that was created by dumping trash and dredging after the 1906 earthquake. So there was no foundation for that. So when the 89 earthquake hit, all of those places that were built on that extended man-made land collapsed. Liquefaction. That's what happens in a major earthquake. So they had nothing. And I'd love to know. The thing I wish I didn't say, but I wonder if they've rebuilt that. The Marina District in San Francisco.
Have you ever been in an earthquake?
I have not.
Very scary.
Really? You've been in one?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I lived in California for all my child, teen,
and
20.
And okay. We're going to set up, we're giving Rosie lame-ass story time.
Cool. I want to know if this is the reason
she left.
I know,
I want to hear this. I want to hear this. Okay, hold on. Because the people I know that have been in earthquakes, a lot of folks in the 94 Loma Prieta earthquake in the L.A. area, so that's it for me. And they came to South Florida because that earthquake just freaked them out so bad they never wanted to go through it again. And the thing that they said is, we are wired to believe the ground is going to be under our feet and stable. And when it starts, one guy described it, he says, think of it as when you shake a carpet. He said, I watched the roll, rode like God was trying to shake the cars off of it.
That's nuts.
That's got to be scary as hell.
I've never felt anything like that. I mean, I know every once in a while at nighttime, sometimes something will happen. You'll get like a tremor around here. But that's about it. And it's usually at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, our earthquake will come when the New Madrid Fault blows again, like it did in 1811. That rang church bells in New England.
Wow.
That is the big one. That is the one. That's the reason why they're reinforcing all the bridges that cross the Mississippi and the Memphis area. Because they know that if another one of those comes along, those bridges,
it's going to fall.
So they have put new joints and stuff on them. This is David.
David,
howdy, Greg.
Hey, David.
I was out in San Francisco 3 years ago, and they were just within about a couple months of finishing the new Bay Bridge out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the old Bay Bridge was that way, too. It was a double-decker.
Right.
And remember, it had that one section that collapsed top collection.
Yeah.
They were, like, I think 4 or 5 years and like over $1 billion behind on that new bridge.
What a surprise.
It was unbelievable.
Well, you know, they've got a lot of issues out there. I saw a thing today that listed California as the most fun state to visit. And there's a lot of nice stuff out there to see. But right now, you got people taking a dump in the streets of San Francisco. Carl Malden would be horrified to see that. And Michael Douglas, I would assume.
Yes.
And a homeless issue in L.A. with diseases that are being spread and stuff like that. What's fun about that? Somebody want to tell me that? What is fun about people crapping in the streets of San Francisco?
Yuck.
Yeah, did you see the interview with Dr. Drew about L.A.?
No. What?
Oh, man. He was on one of the Fox, you know, station programs, evening programs. And he was just absolutely going off on how horribly run the city of Los Angeles is.
It's a joke.
And how much disease and homelessness and stuff like that is going on, you know, out there. And he said it's just basically that the healthcare system in Los Angeles has collapsed. He said it's non-existent.
I'm sorry, I missed the last part there. I had to adjust something on the computer. The last sentence.
Dr. Drew said that basically that the entire public health care system in Los Angeles has completely collapsed.
Yes.
It's literally not existent.
And what are the politicians doing? They're pledging another $100 million that they don't have because the big income earners are fleeing that state in droves.
Sure.
So their tax base is shrinking. And they, these idiots, these legislators pledge $100 million so that illegal immigrants can have health care while Americans suffer, sons of bitches.
Right, exactly. Isn't that the Democrat Party's mantra now? You know, screw the American public. Let's take care of the illegals.
Well, that's what the Republicans need to put into their messaging. Like, this party over here cares more about people that don't belong here than they do about you, and they've proved it over and over and over again. How much of this stuff are you willing to put up with? David, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
All right, it is 3:28. We'll get an update on the fire. Check the Doppler, because it's kind of a cloudy afternoon. And there are showers out there, but most of that stuff has moved away to the north and west. So there's nothing in the immediate area that should be a problem. And again, we'll be heading over to Baumhauer's after the show.
Greg, Sharon has a story about the Northridge earthquake.
Wasn't that the one? Am I getting Loma Prieta? Is that a maybe that's a dance that I forgot about. do the Loma Prieta. The Northridge, is that the one in 1994, Sharon?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
I had my name's wrong.
Most terrifying earthquake ever.
Where were you when it began? It was early in the morning, right?
I was in bed. It was 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up to like this horrible noise, and that was when it pushed the toilet up out of the floor.
Oh, wow.
And threw it into the living room.
That's nuts.
Wow.
Oh, it was truly terrifying. It was the Veterans Hospital collapsed to underground.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was absolutely horrifying. That's why I'm here in Alabama.
Well, I just mentioned that's the same earthquake that sent a lot of people to Florida. They just would not ever want to go through that.
Oh, yeah. I had a neighbor, and she used to watch all the kids during the day for all the neighbors around. She wasn't in business or anything. And when this earthquake happened, she loaded up every single kid in the neighborhood and took them all to Florida. The parents were panicked when they couldn't find their kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That's a little much there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, communications back then were not like they are today. You know, there weren't cell phones. You had to, you know, back then you could have a phone in your briefcase.
Now, you said you were in bed. What was your first reaction? What did you do to protect yourself?
Nothing. I got up out of bed and freaked out and ran outside to get away from anything that could fall on me.
Yeah, I've heard that, stupidly. That's what you're supposed to do is get outside your residence or stand in a door jam.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. But, you know, it's really kind of a stupid thing to tell anybody to go outside because your house could fall on you.
Yeah.
How long did it last?
Oh, Lord.
It feels
like a year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Seems like forever.
It was probably in the neighborhood of, say, a minute.
That's a long minute.
But then the aftershocks were also incredible. Those went on for a while.
Yeah.
And you never know which one could be yet another major earthquake.
Exactly right, because there are a whole bunch of aftershocks.
Well,
yes.
We appreciate you really coming and sharing your story with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Stay away from the place. It's crazy.
The mental illness there, that's the main reason to stay away. When we come back, we got to hear Rosie's story.
Okay.
Because you went through that same one?
No, this was another one in 71.
Oh.
Yeah, centered in Simi Valley.
Okay, that name rings a bell. Well, we're eager to hear the details coming up at 3:31 right now. We're going to see how our afternoon is starting out on the roads. Get Rich's forecast, then come back. It's Greg, Rosie, and Seth Spotlow this afternoon.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch watching a busy afternoon in traffic. We have a couple of accidents to concern you. We have one in Coliseum Boulevard. It's just south of the Northern Boulevard. That's an accident with injury, so watch out for emergency vehicles in that area. We also have a crash on Chantilly Parkway. It's blocking traffic right in front of the VA hospital, so be careful there. If you're on the boulevard, everything is moving along pretty well. It is busy, and there's slowdowns at most of the intersections. If you are on the interstates, we don't see a lot of trouble for you other than a slowdown in the downtown area on the southbound side of I-85. I-65 looks great, and there's no issues on the 31s this afternoon. Let's be careful out there. Todd's Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I was just looking at the Gulf States Mobility Facebook page. I did not realize that they were very close to that last Wetumpka tornado back in January. For people that help others who have not been so fortunate to survive a close call, that's what this company is designed and built to do, is take care of folks and restore choices lost through a car wreck or some other moment of misfortune. And of course, they've been dedicated for many decades now to our wounded heroes coming home and facing some alterations in life. Sometimes those are just long-term situations that take time for healing. Sometimes they're permanent. Whatever the case, Gulf States Mobility assesses each client individually and begins the process of restoring choices to whatever extent that can be done. There are many people that are now able to drive today thanks to the VIM. These are voice command technology vehicles that they equip at Gulf States Mobility that put people, and it may not seem like a big deal, but it is to somebody who was told by a doctor, you'll never drive again. You're going to have to live a life of complete dependency if you want to go somewhere. That's disheartening, discouraging. Nobody wants to hear that. But thanks to relentless efforts and technological advancements, Gulf States Mobility has been able to restore that choice for many with those VIM vehicles that they equip and sell right there on friendly long-term loan arrangements. They pretty much can do anything that's within the realm of possibility. If it doesn't exist, they invent it. They customize motorized equipment because there's no one-size-fits-all approach for the work that they do. And the work they do is critical. If you get a chance, visit them on Facebook and like them just to show appreciation for your own ability to go when you want to go and where you want to go without reservation. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, Wetumpka. 514-6590 is their number. Local news, Rich's forecast, and then we're back with Rosie's earthquake story.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Selma Police Chief Spencer Collier will soon be retiring. Selma Mayor Dario Melton confirms Collier's retirement is effective July 30th. Collier was hired as police chief back in 2017 after working as the first ever secretary of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. Plus, Governor Kay Ivey has awarded a $160,000 grant to the Covington County Child Advocacy Center to ensure that child victims of physical or sexual abuse have access to free professional care. The Covington County Child Advocacy Center plans to use the grant to continue helping children recover from abuse and working with law enforcement agencies to ensure that those responsible are prosecuted. Finally, a disaster preparedness conference happening in Prattville this week. Governor Ivey, FEMA, and the Alabama EMA all spoke at the gathering today. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's still a risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area during the overnight hours tonight. Otherwise, look for a mild night. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow and Friday, it's a much nicer forecast with a little bit lower humidity. Plenty of sunshine both days. High temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. I think Saturday will be pretty hot, but not too far from normal for this time of the year with a high around 90. Maybe an isolated heat of the day storm somewhere in the area, but a better chance of scattered thunderstorms on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas here for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Party! A brilliant gala where Marguerites and co-host Bluewater Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced 1-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Father's Day savings at the Home Depot means more meat on the grill for less money on the table. Right now, the exclusive NexGrill 5-burner gas grill is only $169, a $199 value. With 5 burners for more even cooking and enough grilling area for 23 burgers at once, your inner chef is going to want to cook out. Today is the day for doing with the NexGrill 5-burner gas grill, just $169, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
I'm afraid she's got a father's libido.
My dad's smarter than your dad.
We have the same dad, idiot.
Yeah, but mine's smarter.
Partying with the cool kids. I am a very proud dad right now.
My dad used to say, opinions are like butts. Everybody's got one.
Daddy's home.
Papa's got a brand new bed.
Are you gonna be a good boy for your father?
I love you, you freaking son of mine.
Oh, come to Papa.
My dad will not control me from prison.
You're the best daddy ever.
Papa, you look like a porn star from 1977.
Who's your big daddy?
Who is your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Who's your daddy?
Who's
your daddy.
It is 3:42 on News Talk 93.1 FM. There is stuff happening in the news. As Brant McDonald predicted, the market went sideways again today. Not a big deal. We'll talk to him after 5 o'clock. He was on fire yesterday.
Yes.
It was just great.
And Mike.
Yes, Mike Baranko here, too. It was good to have a chance to meet a very well-known local name. But for some reason, we're talking earthquakes this afternoon. I've never... Well, let me just tell one quick, tiny little lame-ass story. In the early 70s, I bowled in a league, and it was a Thursday night. It was the Champagne Mixers Bowling League.
Champagne Mixers. What kind of champagne are they drinking?
Nobody drank, but we...
High Life?
What we used to call 15, 7 and 7. Was it Seagram 7?
Seagram
and 7
and 7
up.
And seven
yeah.
up.
How was it, 15?
I think they were like 65 or 70 cents. That's how old I am. And we're in the middle. It's the middle of the evening, and, you know, people are standing on the alley ready to bowl. All of a sudden, all the pins fell down on every alley. They just started wobbling, and they all fell. We didn't feel anything. But we found out later there was like a 2.3 earthquake in Illinois that caused that to happen. So the tremor, the bowling pins are balanced such that, you know, any kind of a motion will knock them over. But it was really weird to see that happen. And it was a real mess because then they had to send a guy back to reset all the pins the way they were before they fell down, which added about a half hour of extra sitting around 7 and 7 time. But we've been talking about earthquakes, and Rosie's from California, and you're going to talk about the one in...
Simi Valley.
71.
I think it was 71, because we had just moved into a new apartment, and it was probably about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Can you give us the location on Simi Valley? Where is that relative to...
North of L.A.
North of L.A.
Yeah. Okay.
Were you a kid?
No. I was in my 20s, and probably 22. And you could, though, it was the rumble that woke you up, because at that time I had a four-poster bed, and when it began to shake, the posters on the top and the little things that you put like on a canopy to keep the canopy top on begin to rattle, and then all the plates begin to rattle, everything in the cupboards, everything rattled. And the thing with an earthquake is there is no place to run and hide.
Yeah.
Like with a hurricane, you can get in a cellar, you can get in your safe place. There's no place in an earthquake because the ground is moving. You lose your sense of equilibrium if it's really bad, and you can stand in a doorway, but if you're in a two-story or three-story apartment building, you don't want to stand there because if it's coming down, it's coming down on top of you.
Yeah. We saw that with that Marina District collapse in San Francisco. All of those things pancaked, and they were at least two- or three-story apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Again, idiotically built on man-made land, basically sand and dredged-up earth from San Francisco Bay, following the 06 earthquake. So it was not like they were anchored to anything that would be reliable during an event like that. And I still would like to kind of know if they rebuilt that, or how they did it so that if there's another earthquake, and almost inevitably there will be, how those buildings will survive that one.
I don't know that you can earthquake-proof anything. I mean, you can probably reinforce it and make it stronger. But if they get a really big earthquake, it's coming down.
I don't want to be on the top of, I used to call it the Fang Building in San Francisco, the Transamerica long, tall pyramid. Looks like a big white tooth rising up from the landscape. It's about, in fact, I wouldn't want to be on the upper floors of any building in an earthquake-prone area of
something. Empire State Building.
Nuts.
Well, you know,
that shakes. Have you ever been on the top of the Empire State Building?
Many times.
Yeah. Well, even in the wind, that if the wind gets strong enough, you can feel the building move.
How would it be if you were driving and that would happen?
Well, if you ever have a couple of hours of lip diddling time, find the 1974 movie Earthquake, where it's all about Charlton Heston as this ethical architect who is trying to convince a builder that you need to build these safety precautions into a building, or they're going to be at risk if there's an earthquake. And when they released the movie, they did it with a sensorround that would send a rumble up your butt in the movie theater seat, so you could feel, you know, the unfolding drama. And it's kind of corny, but some of the special effects for that time were pretty good.
Am I going to see some strings?
Strings,
you know, pulling on like the little fake models.
No. You're not going to see a guy in a rubber suit knock down power lines. What is it about Godzilla and power lines anyway? That's just for pure entertainment value. And at the time, I thought Genevieve Bujold was pretty hot. Do you know who that is?
No clue, but I'll have to check it out if I get a chance.
Well, I saw Earthquake, but I don't even remember who was in it.
I'm a little older than Joey, but not much.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a lot older than Joey, but I don't remember.
Are we going to text him?
Yes, I did.
Has he responded?
Yeah.
But don't tell him what we're going
to
do.
I'm not going to tell him. He just said, what's up? You want me to tell him?
Tell him we'd like him to call in so we could say hello, see how his trip is going, just a few minutes. And then I'll ambush him.
All right, cool. Did you move after the earthquake?
No.
What?
No. What was the point? No. Where are you going to go?
Here? Boom. You're sitting in the seat.
No.
Well, did you have any damage? Did you have repairs that needed to be made to your place?
You know, plates and things. I mean, the apartment complex was okay. We were not that close to the epicenter. So... And the aftershocks do go on for a long time afterwards, for 2 or 3 days.
Here's the thing, and this you can say yay or nay to this about earthquakes, that they mess with one of your fundamental built-in beliefs that the ground under your feet is always going to be there.
Right.
And the first time people have that experience where the ground is moving, there's nothing you can do. It really jars that whole
It does. System. It's a very insecure and scary feeling.
I give you a quick take. My kid sister, the nuclear physicist, was working at the Lawrence Livermore lab during that 89 earthquake. And it was very heavy where she was, and she just, you know, basically dove under her desk. This is a nuclear lab now.
Okay,
so,
just a second. Good. How are you?
3 weeks. 3 weeks after that, and we couldn't get a hold of her until the next day because the phone lines were all, you just couldn't get a call into San Francisco unless you got lucky. 3 weeks later, we were interviewing her on the air, and she started to cry when she was telling the story of that. I was touched by the fact that that left that type of impression.
It's got to. It's terrifying.
Am I to understand that
Joey
is on the phone?
Yes.
It's Joey.
Joey.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Joey.
Hi, Rosie.
We were just talking about you, all good, of course, and wondering how your big adventure, Joey's big adventure, is going. And are you having a good time?
It's going pretty well. Most of it's been travel until last night.
Mm-hmm.
We the father of the bride, we've like bought the whole liquor store, so that's the beginning. yeah, but I mean, I woke up yesterday morning at 3:45 to get on a flight out of Pensacola, and we landed in Philly, 2-hour layover, then flew into Albany and rode, you know, 30 minutes into Saratoga Springs. And this, I have to say, upstate New York at this time of the year, it's can't beat it.
You know, I'll bet you're not far from the Baseball Hall of Fame. I would go
no,
there for you.
I hear Cooperstown has a lot of cool crap.
Now, I especially thought about you because today is Wednesday, and you know what happens every Wednesday, right?
Oh, really? You had me call in for this, Greg? I'm having this wonderful, relaxing vacation. You called me for this? Joey!
It's important because Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, and I think you need to... We didn't want you to go the rest of the week without the weekly words of wisdom from Barney.
So let's get it over with. I got things to do.
You'll learn something.
Hey, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about Father's Day.
Joey.
There is a grown man in your life, and Sunday is his day. Yes, Father's Day is the day to celebrate that guy who spent so much time wearing your mom down until she finally said yes. If you're doing Father's Day the right way, you'll convince your whole family to go away. That's probably the best idea. Daddy doesn't wanna see ya. He'd rather pretend he's single for the day. Sure, mothers enjoy Mother's Day, kids, but fathers and Father's Day? Who gives a crap? Barney loves you.
Yeah, I will agree that Barney has a point in that Father's Day plays a distant second to Mother's Day, it seems.
Oh, absolutely. And, well, I'll be traveling with my dad on that day.
So. That's so cool that you actually be able to do that on Father's Day. And we hope you have a good time.
Awesome.
I hope I'm not going to go to hell for doing what I just did, interrupting your trip to have you call in and be annoyed by Barney, but I couldn't resist. I couldn't help myself. Seth made me do it. Seth said, here's a great idea.
You saw it coming, dude.
Let's call Joey and play Barney for him.
And we missed you. We missed you.
Yeah.
I miss y'all, too. I'm having fun, but it is weird not being there. And it's love all you guys. It's going to be a fun week, and I look forward to getting back, even with Barney.
How's that hammock? That picture was nice.
Yeah, have a great time. Remember what I told you about girls at weddings, okay?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Bye, Joey.
Travel safe, too. Right. Say hi to your dad. Oh, yeah, I probably will go to hell for at least a couple of minutes for that, but I couldn't resist. Totally. I'm sorry I dragged you into it, Seth.
No, you're good. I'm down.
3:54 on News Talk 93.1 FM. What have we got planned? I have no idea. I really don't. I did not come in today with a plan, but that's kind of how I operate. I just wanted to have some fun.
And we did.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've really enjoyed the earthquake stories, and if anybody else listening has been through one and has a story to share, 272-9228, because we would like to hear that. And while it probably wouldn't be too terribly destructive, and I think it was 1811, maybe you can look this one up, the New Madrid fault line, which is really the biggest one in the United States, runs next to the Mississippi.
Yeah.
That one, when that went off in the early 19th century, sometime between 1811 and 1818, I can't remember specifically, the earth was so compressed that sand geysers came out of the ground. You know, like Old Faithful with water at Yellowstone. These enormous geysers of sand being ground by the movement of the tectonic plates. And you can go there, you can go into that area where they've done cross sections out of the ground and see there's like, you know, half a foot of sand as you let, you know, when you look at tree rings, that tells you how old a tree is. They can cut through certain parts of the landscape and tell where the land was at the time of that earthquake. It was that powerful.
That's crazy. I've never heard anything like that.
This is Cooter.
Yes, sir. Hey, Greg, I just wanted to tell you something that happened to me this morning. Mm. I had a doctor's appointment today.
Happy hour.
And the doctor was using the stethoscope, listening to my heart, and she kept moving it around.
Yes.
And she looked at me and said, do you have a heart murmur? And I said, I hope not. I didn't used to have. And she listened some more. And she said, well, I definitely hear something, but I'm not sure what it is.
Okay.
I said, hang on a minute. I had my cell phone with the app running, and I was listening to you on it. And the earbuds were hanging down against my chest there, and she could hear something. And it was you talking, I guess. You thought I had a heart murmur.
This is one incident where I'm glad it was me, Cooter.
Yes, sir. Me too. Hey, y'all have a great one, all right?
Thanks, man. And who do we have on two?
Steve with an earthquake story.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, good afternoon.
We're ready to be amused and enthralled.
Absolutely. I used to live in California in the Bay Area for about 20 years, and I was there during the earthquake of 89.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that happened during the World Series between the A's and the Giants.
I know. I was watching. I was with my best baseball buddy that night. We went to have dinner at a restaurant in Miami on Biscayne Boulevard. As we're driving back to my place to watch the game, the transmission cut out. And I said, what's with this radio station? Why can't we get this on FM? And then we got upstairs and saw, you know, the players and their wives and the fans on the field. And that was a very dramatic thing because as time passed, the helicopter was showing that section of the Bay Bridge that collapsed and the fires that were erupting in the Marina District. That was something else.
I was driving home from work. I was in a brand new vehicle I've only had for a few days. And I was driving down the road and all of a sudden it felt like I have a flat tire. And then the radio station goes out, and I switch stations, and 2 seconds later, it goes out.
Wow.
And now I'm trying to slow down because I got, you know, I'm thinking I got this flat tire.
Right.
And I'm driving through this neighborhood, and then I started hearing all these car alarms going off and all. And then I could actually see the road is waving.
Yes.
Going up and down, and that's what I was feeling. And it was an experience. But I've been through 4 or 5 different earthquakes out there in the Bay Area, and none of them are ever settling, you know.
Right.
Because we've seen from 89 how devastating they can be.
Yeah.
Even the small ones, I'm laying in bed and ceiling fans just start to shake.
Mm.
And like she was stating, I mean, where do you go? You know, do you have time to even run outside and, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
Or, you know, I just lay there and watch, and I'm like, okay, please don't fall.
Man. That Smithsonian Channel documentary I watched on Getting Out Alive about that particular earthquake, that one guy who described the road moving the way you just did, he said, imagine yourself, somebody picks up the highway and shakes it like they were trying to get the dust out of carpet. He says, that's what I saw. You could see that level of movement in the pavement. That's got to be mind-boggling.
Because what I recommend is go find the YouTube video that has